Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I certainly appreciate you joining me. This show is going to be all about not specific topics, but in a macro sense, we're going to be chatting about what we believe is a very, very important issue in our industry, and that is you folks out there need to get as much information as you possibly can on any given subject before you make a decision and certainly before you write a check and make an investment. I have Daniela Camboni on the line with me right now. Daniela is the editor, producer, and anchor person for Kitco News. And I want to tell you a little bit about Kitco News, and then I'm going to turn the mic over to Daniela. I have been involved ever since Bart Kittner started the company years and years ago. Kitco has evolved from a site where they basically just sold bullion to where they began to provide information on commodity prices to where they enhanced that to providing information on companies. And now they are, in my opinion, the best website out there in terms of providing overall information for investors. It really is, I think, the go-to site for general information in terms of the precious metals industry. Daniela, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Wow, Al. Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you today. Thank you so much.
Tell us, if you would, first of all, a little bit about your background in the industry, could you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've been in journalism for over a decade, Al. I started covering the financial landscape here in Canada about 2001. Then I did a bit of a stint in Rome that lasted 4 years in journalism. I was covering politics over there. And then when I came back to Montreal, I was offered a job at Kitco, basically, to start up a media department. You know, I worked closely with our media director, John DeRicus, to which I give full credit to the success of the Kitco media department. And I think we started something quite remarkable, and it means a lot that people like you appreciate the work we've been doing.
You really, really realize the importance of going to as many different sources as you can to get information. And what I'd like you to do, if you wouldn't mind, is tell our listeners a little bit about some of the coverage that you folks offer on Kitco.
Absolutely. Well, we really take great pride in that, Alan. First of all, we are a big staff. We have Debbie Carlson in Chicago and Alan Sikora. They're both based in the States. And you mentioned Jim Wyckoff. And these are seasoned journalists who have been covering commodities for years. And they just bring a wealth of knowledge to the table. And then here in Montreal, there's myself, and we have Alex Letourneau, who's our mining reporter. So we try and set the tone. The day Jim starts off with his AM roundup, where he explains what's happening in the markets, and he concludes the day always with a PM roundup, which kind of gives a framework of what happened throughout the day. We have market nuggets that Alan Sikora produces throughout the day. They're just basically little news bites that are coming out of the banks and financial firms of where they project the metals, where they see the metals headed. Debbie does a weekly gold survey where she surveys various analysts and they determine where gold and silver will be headed the following week. She also covers CFTC hearings. And I mentioned Alex, he does mostly our mining reports. And then I do the video news, and I always try and get different guests, whether bullish or bearish, on the show to give their opinion. So we really try and show the whole picture. So it's not just a one-sided point of view, Al.
I think that's very, yeah, very important. You know, Kitco has been doing this for an awfully long time, and I think it was just a natural evolution for Bart to get someone with your qualifications, Daniela, involved in this. You know, I am amazed that really no one else, and I think this gives credibility to what you guys are doing and the quality of your work, but there really aren't any other major sites out there. I mean, it's interesting to me how more and more people are really going to more and more sites, and they're doing that because they want to get a perspective that is
absolutely
all-encompassing.
Absolutely. The investor wants to be informed, and that's definitely something that we're hearing. They don't just want to go to a news site and be told, well, you know, it's because Bernanke might, you know, might say something about QE and that's why gold's moving. No, that's just part of the equation. They want the full picture. They want to know about supply, demand, real production. You know, what are the real numbers? What are the other issues? It's not just, you know, about the U.S. dollar. It's about, you know, what's happening in China, what's happening in India. So that's what we really try and cover. We really try and give a global perspective, because when you look at gold, you have to look at it globally.
I don't think there's any question about that. You know, it's interesting. I've been a gold bug for an awful long time. I started our little company back in October of 1982, you know, and I'm happy to say it's not such a little company anymore, but still, it's a company basically that was born out of passion. And I got to tell you, having had many conversations with Bart over the years and more conversations with you, I know that you guys really work where your premise is coming out of passion. It really
absolutely
is. Yeah, let's talk about that. How did you develop that attitude?
Well, first of all, I think I've always had a passion for journalism since I was a kid. I knew I wanted to be a journalist. So I was blessed already, you know, on that spectrum. And then I kind of just fell into financial journalism at a young age, and it's the only journalism I'd want to be doing is business journalism. So you have to come to work with that passion. You have to love what you do. And I think that really translates, and the audience sees that. And I have to say, the whole team we work with here at Kitco News really does have a thirst for news. You know, Debbie, Alan, Alex, they're all journalists, trained journalists, and they love what they do. And I'm happy that the reaction has been so positive, you know, from the audience. And Al, just getting back to your point earlier about, you know, the success of Kitco News, I think one of the reasons we've been so lucky is Kitco.com, way before Kitco News, already has the traffic. You know, we have 1 million unique visitors per day. So it was a normal kind of extension to kind of get into the news business. And luckily we got the right team, but we already did have the traffic. So, you know, it was kind of a natural evolution.
We were talking a little bit about your background, you know, and I think something that people need to be aware of is you really have to stress the qualifications of people who are doing what they do. Now,
yeah.
In your case, you've got an undergraduate degree in journalism, and then you went on and you got a graduate degree, a master's degree in journalism from a university in Italy, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, yeah, University of Rome. So I did an exchange. I wanted to leave Montreal for a bit, and that's something I would suggest to everyone to do.
Yeah.
If there's any students listening, go out and experience the world, definitely.
When people do that, you get such an overall, all-encompassing view of the world. You know, people who just stay in one little city and go to school there and work there, etc., I feel sorry for them because they don't really have a global perspective. And it sounds like you really do, Daniela.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I was scared when I was deciding to leave Montreal. I was scared because I had to pack up, leave my friends, leave my routine. I was going to Rome. And really had nothing there except, you know, some, you know, distant relatives. But, you know, looking back, it was definitely the best thing I could have done to have left my bubble, gone out, seen the world from a different perspective. And now when we look at the European problems, I know because I lived in Rome, and that's one of the reasons I decided to come back, because I appreciated what was back home and just thought long term. But it definitely gave me a good perspective. And when you do come back and apply for jobs, I think people really do value international experience. So that's why I say I highly recommend it, because I think it does set you apart.
Yeah, it's very.
And
definite.
Of course, you learn a different other language. So it's just a win-win now. So.
It's an absolute win-win. Daniela, thank you so much for taking some time. I want to stress to you folks out there, I know everybody realizes just who Kitco is. Now you know more about Daniela Carboni. Let me tell you, this is a quality lady. You get quality information from Kitco under her direction. Stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report.
Al Cortland's firm, A.B. Cortland & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is
Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I can't stress enough the validity of the discussion I had with Daniela in the prior segment. Kitco is a great site. It's all-inclusive. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't look at any other sites, though. I have to tell you, again, at the risk of sounding like I'm beating a dead horse, you want to get all the possible information that you can in this crazy world of investing in resource companies. Okay, 3 weeks in a row, Mike Niehiser, Beacon Rock Research. Mike did a trip this past week down to Las Vegas. He visited the Corvus Gold's North Bullfrog property this about 5 or 6 days ago, 6 days ago specifically. I want to stress two things. Number one, I am an investor in Corvus Gold. Okay, I bought the stock out of the open market. I bought it at 54 cents. It closed earlier in the week at $1.72. So, you know, I have a nice little profit in there. Does that mean those profits will continue? Absolutely not. You never know. Don't construe this as being investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor, and neither is Mike. Okay, short trip down there, fly down, visit the property, fly back the next evening. What did you think, Mike?
Well, I was impressed. I mean, it's we look for companies that really on the face of them, you really have to go and see to understand what it is. And I left trying to find the fatal flaw and really couldn't find it. It is what it is. It provides investors, I think, good upside if they're bullish on gold.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the reason I bought the shares in the company, Mike, quite frankly, are I'm not a technician, but I got to tell you, the management is fantastic. Carl and Jeff and the rest of the boys are absolutely fantastic, and I know you met a number of them also.
Yeah, so when I was there, Jeff Pontius, the CEO, was at the project, and Jeff has probably a longer resume in Nevada as there is to be had. He also was interesting is that he's not somebody that likes gold just because of the funny money paper aspects of, you know, why gold is important, but really looking at what has transpired on the supply side of gold, not being able to find replacement ounces for majors. And that was interesting to me. Also, joining us on the trip was Mark Reichman, who is a Nevada project exploration manager for Corvus. And Mark has had experience at the North Bullfrog as well as the Barrick's Bullfrog mine to the south near Beatty. And so he has about close to 20 years experience on this project. So between Jeff's experience in Nevada and Mark's at the project, you really have about as much institutional memory as you would want or hope to have, you know, at a minimum, to have a successful chance of pulling off a project in fairly short order.
Yeah, you know, Jeff and the crew have, you know, number one, they've got some, I'd have to say significant experience in the industry. That's something that impressed me when I met all of them in Alaska the first time. And I went to their Corvus properties in Alaska. That took about 3 days, fixed wing aircraft, helicopters, etc. But they're doing really, really well up there. And then I visited the North Bullfrog property. Oh gosh, I guess it was last February, towards the end of last February. And I was also very, very impressed down there. You know, yeah, these guys aren't in it for the sake of they're in it because they're gold bugs. They're in it because they're successful miners. And it's really a pleasure to be associated with people like that. You know, funny story, when we were down there now, you know, it's the North Bullfrog property is just about 2 hours north of Las Vegas, actually right on the highway. A lot of the property is right adjacent to the main highway, but we were there, and I got to tell you, Michael, it was funny. We flew into Vegas. It was probably 80 degrees. Got up to the North Bullfrog property, and there was a blizzard. Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
No, it can be pretty chilly in Nevada in the desert this time of year. And it's interesting that, you know, Beatty is the cutoff to go to Death Valley. So you're right there, one of the hottest places on the face of the earth during the summer, and then in the winter it can get pretty chilly. And I was glad it wasn't windy, and but you can get some bad weather there.
You can get your bad weather there, but not to the point where it's anywhere near a seasonal operation. That's very definitely a year-round operation down there.
No, it very much. And, you know, like you pointed out about the roads, they just recently acquired land leading up to the roads, the paved roads, the state highway there. So they've really got the land position sewed up from a water point of view, from a land. They've got power crossing the site. And it's a very interesting project. It does have low grades, but the costs are, you know, if you believe that they can keep the cost down, it's a story that might work for some people. They've got a very low strip ratio, so the oxidized gold-bearing material is right at surface. They're going to have the metallurgical studies completed here in the next month. It'll show whether it's possible to just take run of mine ore to put on the pad to leach. And that'll just be the very beginning of, you know, a lot of exploration that's still to be had. And, you know, within a year, it could be bringing a mine to production that will surprise investors, potentially. And they have much more exploration of potentially higher grades, kind of similar to Barrick's Bullfrog mine to the south. So if they're successful with their exploration and their production, they should be able to bring a project in fairly low cost and in the very near term, which is really what investors are looking for.
Well, I got to tell you, Mike, I'm going to put a bug in Jeff's ear to get you up to the properties in Alaska, because the North Bullfrog property is, yes, it's very, very impressive. The properties in Alaska are also, to me, very, very impressive. And, you know, it is really interesting what this company is doing, along, quite frankly, with its sister company, which is International Tower Hill Mines. You know, International Tower Hill Mines, which has somewhere around, you know, reportedly, reported 20 million ounces of gold in Alaska on their project, which I have visited that project also, and that is an absolutely incredible, incredible project. But the other properties that were spun off from International Tower Hill into Corvus in Alaska are equally interesting. You know, the thing that I noticed, and I'd be curious to get your comment on this, if I were to sum up the attitude of the management team of Corvus Gold, I would have to say very simply one word, and that word is passionate. Did you pick up on that?
I wouldn't pick up the word passionate, but I'd say knowledgeable.
Sure.
I mean, they are, well, you know, I'll take your side, passion. I think that they're looking at this market right now, and they have the credibility that as they advance this project, they really pick up projects that are in inferior management's hands, mm-hmm. You know, around the world or in Nevada. And I think they are, passionate is probably selling them short. I mean, I wouldn't say the word, you know, predatory, but they're just very anxious to create value for shareholders. And there's a little bit of chip on their shoulder that the industry hasn't done what it could have done with shareholder or investor money, and they're determined to be a winner. So probably when I think of passion, I think of the lighter, softer side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're vigorous and aggressive is how I would look at the word passion.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had an opportunity to go down there. As I said, I am very impressed with these people. Lastly, I got to say again, ladies and gentlemen, don't take this as being investment advice. It is definitely not. I'm not a registered investment advisor, and neither is Mike Niehauser. Take a look at his publication, by the way, Beacon Rock Research. We've got a banner for it on our site. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Appreciate you joining me. You know, Mike Niehauser is an interesting guy, and I have to say that if you are looking for information on some of these little mining companies, Beacon Rock Research is a great place to go. Okay, got Michael Marshall. Michael, I just changed your name, Marshall. Got Marshall Barron on the line with me right now.
Mike, as you just said, Mike Niehauser does an excellent job, and,
right.
And I don't mind being... being referred to as Michael.
There you
Plus,
go.
That was my father's middle name, and he was known as Mike. So,
well, that was my grandfather's name. Now that we have that bit of information out, I got a question for you. You know, very, very interesting times right now in American society, in the sense that the media, I believe, is really, really turning attention away from where attention needs to be turned. You know, the tragedy that occurred in Connecticut was an absolute tragedy, and my thoughts and prayers went out to the parents of those kids and to those kids who were shot. I have to say, however, that I think the method, though, or I think the motive behind some of the media's focus on this issue has to do with big government. Now, that may seem like a stretch, but, you know, if big government wants to get bigger and bigger and bigger, one of the things they have to do is they have to preclude any type of, or they have to stop any type of action against them that could be taken. And having serious regulations on firearms, basically cutting back significantly the Second Amendment, would definitely accomplish that purpose. You know, then you've got people, you've got the media focusing on the fiscal cliff and what terrible people the Republicans are, et cetera, because they're not really looking, they want to keep taxes at a level that will encourage growth. And people right now, I mean, they're reading about this constantly every day in the press, and they're not really focusing on what they should be focused on, and that is the absolutely dismal state of our economy right now. I mean, it's absolutely terrible. A lot of confusion going on out there. A lot of basic rampant emotions going on right now out there. And I guess the question I would have for you, Marshall, as somebody who's been involved in this industry and someone who's a co-portfolio manager of a fund, a mutual fund, I mean, what are people supposed to do right now, in your opinion, buddy?
You have to separate, to the degree you can, those two different subject matters that you were just referring to, Al. Certainly, what happened in Connecticut is a tragedy for, the people directly involved and their families and their friends and the community and all of us. And it is the case where, unfortunately, and we see it in situation after situation, there are those politicians and those in the media who want to take advantage of the situation and for their own agendas, for their own personal reasons, and put forth, in this case, additional gun control regulations. There are a lot of gun control laws in this country now. Unfortunately, people are getting killed every day by guns. I'm in San Francisco. Last weekend, we had killings here in San Francisco. They had killings, murders across the bay in Oakland, and it goes on around the country, and that's very unfortunate. And I say, in my opinion, there's various politicians, there's various members of the media that want to take advantage of that kind of situation to advance their own agendas. Mm-hmm. With regards to the fiscal cliff, a lot of the reporting is just not complete. And is slanted, again, generally through the mainstream media, and as to what one side or the other is proposing, and you're getting reactions on a moment-to-moment basis, stock market-wise, investment-wise. We with the Encompass Fund, which is designed for long-term capital appreciation, and in the management, in our management outside the fund for individual client accounts, we try and take a longer-term view. You have to pay attention, certainly, to the ongoing day-to-day events, but you really need to separate the emotion from those day-to-day events and try to get to the underlying what's going on in an underlying fashion from an investment standpoint. And it's difficult because we're all human beings and we've got emotions and particularly when you get constantly barraged with the media's attention on Connecticut or on the fiscal cliff or, you know, if people are hearing this, we've survived, you know, the end of the world on December 21. So, it's those various things. But if you're looking at it from a investment standpoint, from a stock market standpoint, from what you do with your portfolio, you need to separate those day-to-day actions out and say what does it mean anything from an investment standpoint. Gun control and greater controls may mean something for the gun makers, and you see the gun makers go up. When Obama was reelected, the prices of the stocks, and now they're coming down because people are concerned about what regulations are going to go into effect and all. But that's not going to affect the long-term situations for the gun makers. But more particularly, it's certainly not going to affect most other industries and businesses. We have liked for a number of years, as you know, and as your listeners who have heard me in the past know, resource companies. We believe that the precious metals, industrial metals, various aspects of the energy sectors from time to time are very attractive and have been for many years. This will be the 12th year in a row that gold is higher. It hasn't yet hit a new all-time high, which it hit a little over a year ago, but we expect that'll happen in 2013. Those factors are going on regardless of the day-to-day headlines. The government is still printing money. QE infinity is going on.
Yeah.
Europe is making some progress, but is very slow and is very difficult. Japan has a new government. A lot of countries around the world have new governments. Japan's got a new government who's far more receptive about nuclear power than the prior government, and that's starting to help the uranium companies.
Mm-hmm.
We think one of the best areas likely to be in investment-wise in the resource area for 2013 is uranium and the uranium stocks. They've been beaten down for the last year and a half after Fukushima and after, the headlines about Germany stopping the use of nuclear energy, Japan stopping it. But if you look at the underlying situation around the world, there are still approximately 420 or 30 nuclear plants operating, including over 100 in the United States, and there's more on being built. There's more coming online over the next few years. There's a supply-demand deficiency. There's far more demand for uranium than there is supply, and it's been met in the past by the Soviet nuclear weapons disarmament. That's going to end in 2013. We think people should look at and pay attention to what's going on in the uranium industry and with the uranium companies. And in the interest of full disclosure, we own several companies
mm-hmm.
in the uranium space in Encompass Fund, and we are very optimistic that they're going to do well in 2013.
What I'm hearing you say, Marshall, in effect here, is that you're saying keep a clear head. Remember, when you're saving money, investing money, it's not a short-term exercise. It's a long-term exercise. And then, and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but I guess what you and Malcolm are very, very optimistic about for 2013 is the uranium sector. You know, we've had a number of listeners who have posed questions about that, and I'd like to do a rather in-depth segment with you within the next two or three weeks on this particular segment. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell. You know, I have to tell you, I never tire of chatting with Marshall Barrel. Very, very interesting guy. Marshall has been very successful over the past 30 or 40 years in terms of his personal investments, in terms of his investments as an investment advisor, a fund manager, etc. And I couldn't agree with him more when he says, you know, right now you have to invest and you have to have a time frame that's a little bit longer than 24 or 48 hours. I agree with that completely. I've got a gentleman with me right now who I have got an awful lot of respect for. He is one of the regular listeners to the show. He's a regular contributor to our blog. He is highly respected by everyone who comes on our forum. He's one of the best technicians I've ever seen out there, and his name is Richard Postma. We call him Doc because Richard is a physician, no longer practicing, very, very involved now in the financial community. His acumen in the area of technical analysis is second to none. He's as good as any of them, and I know a lot of guys who are really, really very, very good. Doc has called the market over the past year in terms of the conventional markets, in terms of the resource markets, and in terms of the gold and silver markets. The question I have for you right now, sir, is as follows. It has been an interesting year in the gold market so far. We're up a little bit. We're not up as high as I thought we would be, but we're up just a little bit as of this 3 or 4 days before Christmas. My calendar is getting a little messed up. But can you explain in your mind, from a technical standpoint, the actions of the gold market in 2012 and where you think the market is going to go in 2013?
Certainly, Alan. Back in the fall, I mentioned to you and your listeners that I felt that we were going to trade sideways to down yet on the gold market at that point when it made a nice little run. And I commented that we would trade sideways to down according to what the charts were showing. And we've done that. And in fact, I would say in the next week, week and a half, there are very good odds that we will move down a little bit further. I did mention back almost a month and a half, 2 months ago, that the odds were that we might see $29 in the silver price and about $1,625 in the gold price. I think we have a good chance of reaching that in the next week and a half. you might watch in the next week, week and a half. I feel that silver will actually underperform gold here for the next week, week and a half.
Why do you say that? Let me just interrupt you for a second. Why do you say that, Doc?
Just according to the gold charts, and we're at about a 55 to 56 gold to silver ratio right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could move up a little bit. And I think silver will underperform because it will, if we keep moving down here, which is a good possibility, to about $29, and we're going to see about $16.25 in gold. So gold only has about $50 more to move down possibly, but silver has about $2. And they're right, both of them are right at their 200 day moving averages. So they break through that and they're going to move down a little bit, but silver more. But
okay.
What's interesting, I think, is that over the next year to year and a half, I think that silver is going to appreciably outperform gold according to the charts I'm looking at.
Now, I am not a technician, so explain why you're saying that to someone who has no knowledge whatsoever, or let me be perfectly candid, very little knowledge in the area of technical analysis. Why do you see that happening?
For a couple of reasons. Number one is that when you look at the charts of gold and silver, gold is quite a ways away from its 200 week moving average, not day, but week moving average, which continues to move up.
Okay.
Whereas silver is not that far away from its 200 week moving average. That's number one. And number two is I think we're going to see China gradually improving here. As far as their economics, they're still going to struggle, but it's going to be a gradual improvement. I think you're going to see resource stocks doing better and base metals doing better. And along with that, of course, silver being an industrial usage for that particular precious metal, I think that it will tend to outperform on that basis as well as it being a precious metal, as we're well aware of. That's number two. Number three is there's a very huge gap on the gold to silver ratio chart that I feel it has to move down to take that out. And that's way down at the level of 33. And I think we're going to move from about 56 to 1 down to 33 to 1. In fact, we're bouncing back off the 200 week moving average of that ratio. So those are three good reasons. There's more, but those are three basic reasons.
But you're bullish for 2013, correct?
Absolutely. And I feel we will, after we move down here, most likely in the next week, week and a half, I think that then it'll be time to trade sideways to up. I might also mention, Al, we're at a very strong uptrend line for gold. It goes back to 2009,
mm-hmm.
and we're almost at it, and it almost perfectly fits right at the $16.25 dollar amount for gold. So there are all these technicals that just tell me we're early in this bull market yet. We have a long ways to go, and 2013 will be a year where we steadily move up, and I don't think we're going to go to the moon like a lot of guys like. But it's going to be a steady move up over next year, and 2014 could be even better. But 2013 will be a good year for us. It'll be higher.
You know, all of my investing, Doc, stems from fundamental analysis as opposed to technical analysis. And what I'm finding very interesting right now is from a fundamental standpoint, you know, as Bill Murphy is going to bring out in the next segment, fundamentally, we could not be looking better for precious metals. We simply could not. You know, we've got quantitative easing, i.e. the printing of money, continuing to go on. And quite frankly, there really isn't any practical solution other than quantitative easing for the economic mess that we're in right now. Sure, there's the obvious solution of, you know, fundamentally making the economy better, but that would involve a tremendous amount of hardship for an awful lot of people, and so I don't think you're going to see that happen until it happens of its own volition, okay? So when you realize that the money supply is increasing so dramatically, by anyone's admission, fundamentally, the price of gold and silver, simply as a store of value, has to increase. And I tell you, I just don't, based on 35 years in the business and based on a significant formal education in this particular arena, Doc, I can't see how it can go any other way other than some very, very significant government intrusion. Would you agree with me?
Absolutely. And, you know, that monetary base is increasing, but when you look at M2, you know, that really hasn't reached into the depository of people, you know, but once it does, mm-hmm. And it's going to happen down the road,
yeah.
And it's going to, I think, take a little bit longer. You know, this, we're going to be in this gold and silver bull market for years. I think it's going to be a gradual thing. You know, and we're not going to see that kind of blowout that everybody wants right away. It's going to be just a resolute pounding upwards over
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, and that's the other thing that the charts are starting to tell me here. In fact, I think in the next 2 weeks also, I mentioned before on your program that about 6 weeks ago that the Dow or the conventional markets would outperform the precious metals, which they have.
Yeah.
You know, but we're going to see a reversal of that in about a week to 2 weeks where, once again, the precious metals, whether the conventional markets go up or down, will do better than the conventional markets.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking at a chart right now, and as of this moment, gold is up on for the last year, $75.70 an ounce, and that's almost 5%, 4.75%. I think that you're going to see that not reverse itself, but significantly strengthen for all of the reasons that you're talking about. You know, I got to tell you, you are making me turn into a person who I think is going to start spending a fair amount of time learning technical analysis. But at this point in time, I would have to say, Doc, that your TA coupled with my fundamental analysis, I don't see how we can be wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Going to start out the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report with my friend Bill Murphy. Be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.